Right now, as you're sitting there listening to this, someone out there is literally paying over $3,000 for an email receipt.
Yeah, which is just wild to even think about. Not a physical product, right? Just an email.
Exactly. Not a physical product, not even early access to a game. It is a literal email confirming their place in a digital queue just so they can eventually, you know, buy a physical machine to play a digital game.
I mean, the traditional rules of digital ownership haven't just bent here. They've completely shattered.
They really have. And it's bizarre.
It is. The layers of intangibility you're describing are basically defining the current market. We're watching the whole architecture of the digital economy reorganize itself in real time.
And it's leaving a lot of traditional logic completely in the dust, which is exactly why we're jumping straight into the June 27, 2026 edition of the Ticketnight Report.
Yeah, a really massive report today.
Definitely. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today for you is to decode these shifting power dynamics of the digital age.
Because there's just so much happening across the board right now.
Right. We're exploring how a single piece of entertainment software is literally bringing hardware giants to their knees.
Yeah.
And we're looking at how the lines between virtual worlds and reality are just entirely blurring.
Not to mention how the economies of scalpers and cybercriminals are exploiting all the gaps in our digital infrastructure.
Yeah, the extremes in today's deep dive are wild. Mm-hmm. We're going from, like, paying $3,000 for a receipt to video game NPCs living completely independent lives all the way to a $47 million global cyber heist takedown.
It really is a crazy spectrum. But when you lay all this data out chronologically, a very distinct pattern emerges. You know,
for sure.
Whether we're looking at corporate marketing or underground malware networks, the common denominator is always the automated exploitation of digital infrastructure.
Okay, let's unpack this by starting with the sheer gravitational pull of Grand Theft Auto 6. Because honestly, Sony's behavior here is genuinely unprecedented.
It really is. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this from a major console manufacturer.
Right. According to the report, Sony has initiated a complete UI takeover on the PS5 for GTA 6. And keep in mind, this is a third-party, multi-platform game.
Yeah, they're treating it better than their own first-party exclusives, like God of War or Spider-Man.
Exactly. We are talking about custom animated welcome screens, themed icons native to the PlayStation app, and pre-order buttons hard-coded directly into the dashboard itself.
They're essentially turning the console's interface into a dedicated billboard.
Yeah, and in one of their official blog posts, they use the word best 6 separate times just to drill in the idea that you have to play this game on their hardware.
6 times, wow.
Yeah, 6 times. I mean, it's like Apple redesigning the entire iPhone home screen specifically just to advertise Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's that jarring.
That's a great way to put it, actually. What's fascinating here is the complete inversion of the standard hardware-software relationship.
Right, because usually the hardware is the star.
Right? Normally, yes. Historically, a platform holder leverages its own internal exclusives to drive hardware adoption. You do not hand the keys to your entire operating system over to a third-party release.
Unless you're terrified, maybe.
Well, unless you've run the analytics and realized your own hardware is no longer the main attraction. Sony realizes the sheer power of the Rockstar brand. The software is the platform now.
And, I mean, the numbers back that up aggressively. The data shows PS5 pre-orders for GTA 6 are moving at a massive 6-to-1 ratio over the Xbox Series X and S.
A 6-to-1 ratio is a bloodbath in this industry. It really is.
It totally is. And retailers are already flagging potential PS5 console shortages for this November, which is giving everyone major 2020 crisis flashbacks. But looking at this, I have to ask about Microsoft.
Right, Xbox's position in all this.
Yeah. Is Xbox's Phil Spencer making a catastrophic mistake by just ignoring the console sales war? Or are they playing a completely different sport with Game Pass?
It's definitely the latter. Microsoft is playing the long game here by building a service-oriented ecosystem. They've been very clear about moving away from relying solely on console sales.
So they just don't care about the 6-to-1 deficit?
I wouldn't say they don't care, but it's a clash of two entirely different business models for the next decade. Sony is investing in hardware dominance right now. They know this isn't just an ad campaign.
Right, they lock those users in for the entire generation. But why is a single game capable of forcing a giant like Sony to break its own rules?
Well, because it's not just a game anymore, based on what we're seeing.
Exactly. Here's where it gets really interesting. According to the June 25 Amazon Brazil leak, GTA 6 is evolving into a self-sustaining digital reality.
The details from that leak are just staggering, honestly.
They really are. The leak showed GTA 6 will feature a full in-game social network, kind of similar to TikTok, where players actually follow Vice City influencers and uncover secret missions through viral videos.
Which is a huge leap in world-building on its own.
But the craziest part is the hyper-realistic AI-powered NPCs. Normally, NPCs in games are basically animatronic theme park characters waiting for you to walk by.
Right, they just run on very simple, pre-programmed loops.
Exactly. But this sounds like they are living out a completely separate reality whether you interact with them or not.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is a massive leap in technology. We're seeing AI decision-making completely replace traditional game design.
So they aren't just waiting for the player to trigger an event.
Not at all. These characters have independent lives. The engine tracks hidden variables. So an NPC might negotiate a deal in a cafe one day, and depending on whether that invisible simulation succeeds or fails, you might see them driving a luxury car a few days later.
That is just insane to think about. The game remembers things that you didn't even participate in.
Exactly. And furthermore, the leak mentioned the dual protagonists, Lucia and Jason, have unique abilities that directly alter this criminal ecosystem.
Right, so you're actually disrupting their lives.
Exactly. If Rockstar delivers on this incredibly dense map of Vice City, it establishes a whole new industry standard. We're talking about the video game as an autonomous urban life simulator.
Which perfectly explains why Sony is acting so desperate. There is unprecedented demand from players who are just desperate to access these hyper-realistic digital worlds.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone wants in on this.
But to get in, you still need the physical hardware, which brings us to a massive real-world bottleneck. The organized scalping economy.
Which has become a highly sophisticated industry in itself, sadly.
It really has. Let's talk about Valve's upcoming Steam Machine. It's this highly anticipated living room PC set to ship in early July.
And Valve tried very hard to prevent what's happening right now.
They did. They instituted anti-scalping measures like one device limits per account and these elaborate queue systems. But despite all that, eBay is completely flooded with confirmed reservations listed between $1,050 and $3,200.
A massive 223% markup over the official MSRP.
And the absolute kicker here, not a single physical product has actually shipped yet.
Which is the most absurd part of this whole situation.
Right. Sellers are essentially scalping the queue confirmation emails. They're using bots to secure spots and cryptocurrency to mask the transactions. So what does this all mean?
This raises an important question about consumer protection, really.
I mean, think about the absurdity of this for a second. People are paying $3,000 for a receipt. You're basically buying a digital placeholder for a physical machine to play a digital game.
It's layers upon layers of digital abstraction. But the reality is that scalping has transitioned from just, you know, opportunistic reselling into an organized, highly sophisticated industry.
They're operating like Wall Street firms using high-frequency trading bots.
Exactly. They use residential proxies, headless browsers, all of it, which is why you, as a consumer, need to practice critical thinking here.
Yeah, please do not pay $3,000 for an email.
Strongly agree. You should strictly wait for the official Valve queue. Never buy above MSRP, because doing so just funds the research and development of these bot networks.
It just makes the problem worse for the next hardware launch.
Exactly.
But, you know, the use of crypto and bots by scalpers to exploit these hardware supply lines is frustrating, sure. But it's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Unfortunately, yes. It gets much darker.
When we look at the broader digital landscape, malicious actors are using that exact same organized structure to exploit our most sensitive data.
The corporatization of malware is a huge problem right now.
Right. Let's look at the June 27 Europol announcement. They seized $47 million in illicit cryptocurrency. This global operation dismantled infrastructure tied to what they're calling cybercrime as a service.
KS. It's essentially the SaaS business model, but for global cybercrime syndicates.
Exactly like legitimate cloud services like AWS. The report specifically mentions malware networks like Sogolish, Amadee, and SteelSea. They literally rent out this malware.
And they have tiered subscriptions, customer support, affiliate links, the whole corporate package.
It's terrifying. And they disguise the malware as simple browser updates to steal passwords and crypto wallets.
Hmm.
But, you know, this brings up something interesting. We've always been told cryptocurrency is the ultimate invisible getaway car for criminals.
Right. The myth of complete anonymity on the blockchain.
Yeah. But based on this Europol bust, It turns out it's actually a getaway car that leaves a permanent glowing GPS trail on a public ledger.
That is a fantastic analogy, actually. The glowing GPS trail is exactly what the blockchain is.
So it's not invisible at all?
No. The transparency of the blockchain actually enabled law enforcement to take them down. They used cluster analysis and transaction graphing.
Using tools like Chainalysis and Elliptic, right?
Exactly. Even if the criminals bounce the funds across thousands of wallets, the ledger is public. Algorithms can effortlessly group related wallets and track the flow of funds across borders.
Then eventually, they have to cash out.
Right. They hit a centralized exchange to convert to fiat currency, and boom, the forensic software flags it, and the $47 million gets seized.
Which is a huge win. But to connect this back to your personal security, if you're listening, the source report gives some very practical steps.
Yes. Baseline requirements for navigating this environment.
Number one, never download third-party browser updates. Just don't do it. Use dedicated password managers and rely on cold storage for your crypto.
Absolutely. Because when malware is distributed through a franchise model like this, the volume of attacks just increases exponentially. Your daily habits are your only real firewall now.
It's a lot to take in. I mean, amidst all these multi-million-dollar cyber heists, billion-dollar corporate marketing wars, and massive AI-driven ecosystems, it's really easy to feel like the digital world only caters to titans and criminals.
It can definitely feel overwhelming, like there's no room for anything else.
Right. But there is a vital creative counter-movement happening right alongside it. The report highlighted the announcement of a game called Banshu Tactics, Lionheart.
Ah, yes. A very different kind of project.
Totally different. It's developed by Corsell Technology and Eid Saramata, coming to PS5, Xbox, and the Switch 2. It's a tactical action game entirely centered around Japanese delinquent school themes.
It's a much smaller, contained, heavily structured experience.
And it is so refreshing. In an era where we are stressing over hyper-realistic AI and hardware shortages, it's so cool to see an indie game about high school delinquents carving out its own space on next-gen consoles.
It really is. It serves as this vital, final piece of the puzzle for the industry's health.
How so?
Well, independent developers still having confidence in these new hardware platforms proves that the gaming industry is expanding, not contracting.
So there's room for everyone.
Exactly. The continued success of slower, choice-driven tactical games shows there's still a massive appetite for diverse niche experiences. It isn't just about the massive AAA blockbusters or procedural AI generation.
People still want handcrafted, deliberate game design.
Precisely. The middle market is still very much alive.
That's genuinely great to hear. So as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to bring this all back to you.
Because everything we've talked about directly impacts how you interact with technology.
Exactly. Whether you're trying to dodge malware disguised as an update or trying to buy a Steam machine without getting gouged by a scalper bot, or just eagerly waiting to see if a virtual barista in Vice City gets a promotion, you are an active participant in this massive transformative digital shift.
We all are. We are moving past the point of static software and predictable systems. Everything is becoming dynamic.
Which leaves me with one final kind of provocative thought for you to explore on your own.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. If video game NPCs in GTA 6 are now capable of independently negotiating deals and living complex lives, and cyber criminals are running sophisticated cloud-based as-a-service businesses,
right?
How long until the malware itself starts using that exact same autonomous AI to adapt, negotiate, and fight back against our security systems in real time?
That is a terrifying yet entirely logical next step.
Definitely something to keep you up at night. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.
And stay secure.